Listen and Live Audio presents How to Make People Like You in 90 Seconds or Less by Nicholas Boothman, read by the author. Preface. The secret of success is not very hard to figure out. The better you are at connecting with other people, the better the quality of your life. I first discovered the secrets of getting along with people during my career as a fashion and advertising photographer. Whether it was working with a single model for a page in Vogue or 400 people aboard a ship to promote a Norwegian cruise line, it was obvious that for me, photography was more about clicking with people than about clicking with a camera. What's more, it didn't matter if the shoot was taking place in the lobby of the Ritz Hotel in San Francisco or a ramshackle hut on the side of a mountain in Africa, the principles for establishing rapport were universal. For as long as I can remember, I found it easy to get along with people. Could it be a gift? Is there such a thing as a natural talent for getting along with people? Or is it something we learn along the way? And if it can be learnt, can it be taught? I decided to find out. I knew from 25 years of shooting still photographs for magazines all over the world that attitude and body language are paramount to creating a strong visual impression. Magazine ads have less than 2 seconds to capture the reader's attention. I was also aware that there's a way of using body language and voice tone to make perfect strangers feel comfortable and cooperative. My third realization was that a few well-chosen words could evoke expression, mood, and action in almost any subject. With these insights under my belt, I decided to look a little deeper. Why is it easier to get on with some people than others? Why can I have an interesting conversation with a person I've just met while someone else might dismiss the same person as boring or threatening? Clearly, something must be happening on a level beyond our conscious awareness, but what is it? It was at this point in my quest that I came across the early work of Drs. Richard Bandler and John Grinder at UC Santa Cruz in a subject with the unwieldy name of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP for short. Many of the things I'd been doing intuitively as a photographer, these two men and their colleagues had documented and analyzed as the art and science of personal excellence. Among a fountain of new insights, they revealed that everyone has a favorite sense. Find this sense and you have the key to unlock a person's heart and mind. As my new path became clearer, I set aside my cameras and resolved to focus on how people work on the inside as well as how they look on the outside. Over the next few years, I studied with Dr. Bandler in London and New York and earned my license as a Master Practitioner of Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?